Linda, Bosnia-Herzegovina has chosen the Czech power utility ČEZ as a joint venture partner for investing in two power plants and developing coal mines in that Balkan country. If the deal is finalized, it would be among the largest ever foreign ventures for ČEZ. The state-owned utility is reportedly ready to invest some $1.8 billion into the venture.
In another potentially huge foreign investment, the Czech engineering company Škoda Export is due to sign a memorandum with the state of India in February towards developing a multi-billion dollar port complex. The deal with the southern state of Andhra Pradesh was announced during Czech Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek's three-day official visit to India. Paroubek has said bilateral trade with India could reach $1 billion annually, twice the current level, in a few years' time.
Bankers estimate that mortgage borrowing reached a record $2.8 billion last year, bringing the total of outstanding loans in the sector to nearly $7.3 billion. The business daily Hospodarské noviny reported that mortgage borrowing now represents about half of all consumer bank debt. The bank Česká spořitelna saw a 20% increase in the value of mortgage contracts over the year 2004 and expects a further increase of 30 to 35% this year.
In related news, the Cabinet this week approved a proposal for subsidizing loans for young families looking to renovate their flats. An exemption for new housing construction on value-added tax, or VAT, is set to expire in 2008, so buying new homes will soon become more expensive.
Meanwhile, the government has yet to take a position on how to spend the remaining $80 million in the National Property Fund account. The FNM, as it is known in Czech, handled the privatization of state-owned property. One proposal, which observers say has a good chance of passing, is to use the money to build retirement homes for the elderly.
The Transport Minister, Milan Szymonowski, has said that the Czech Republic will seek compensation from the Italian company Alstom, the maker of the Pendolino high-speed trains, for losses due to the delivery of faulty trains. Of the five trains that were running, four had to be taken out of service. The Italian company has promised to fix the trains by February, when they should resume operation between Prague and the regional capitals of Ostrava and Brno.
And finally, the state-owned insurance company, VZP, now under forced administration, has begun sending hospitals and other medical facilities overdue payments worth some $230 million. The troubled state insurance company had, on average, been close to 2 months late in paying reimbursements. The health ministry said the payment should reduce the lag time by over 2 weeks. Parliament voted this week to oust the head of the VZP, and the main doctors' union, LOK, had been planning a strike to protest the late payments.